Floyd's
Radio Moment.
It's 7 years this week since the charts changed a bit. On commercial radio, the Big Top 40 arrived with Rich and Kat.
In real time, a chart show that you influence. Minute by minute, download by download. A real-time chart hasn't been possible. Until now.
On a calmer note, it's 18 years this week since EMAP took control of Melody Radio in London, ready for conversion into what was to become the market-leading Magic. Melody, though, had been a rather different kettle of fish.
Louis Bonfa, Smooth Dreams. From Joan Baez, Gracias a la Vida. That's Here's the Life. And we heard the Platters, You'll Never Know. Your light and easy favourites, 24 hours a day, here on Melody Radio.
EMAP taking over from Melody this week in 1998, after 8 years of that lovely, calm station. It had been owned by Lord Hanson and launched with the slogan, At last, radio without the speakers. Clever, that. Melody in London was a station with no jingles, and the presenters read the news, but they didn't read it quite like this.
This is London.
That was Lord Reith, was that? And when you hear it's 45 years since he died, you realise how young radio really is. That interesting character left us this week in 1971.
Broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon, and reckon seriously. Here is an instrument of almost incalculable importance in the social and political life of the community, in affairs national and international.
I guess his most famous quote was, at the beginning, I hadn't the remotest idea as to what broadcasting was. Imagine hearing that from a BBC DG. Another commercial radio birth now from this week 33 years ago, but it was to end 2 years later.
Ease the way from bed to bathroom and bathroom to bus stop. It's the very best way to start your day. Join us at 6 each weekday for Gwent This Morning on GB Radio.
The birth of GB Radio in Newport this week in 83, from bed to bathroom and bathroom to bus stop. And a recording there taken from a promotional flexi disc they issued. Remember those? GB Radio was to be forced into a marriage with neighbouring Red Dragon Radio. It's now a capital. Staying with launches, 1982 now, and the BBC finds Northampton on the map.
You're listening to the final test transmissions of the country's newest local radio station.
There's news of a desirable residence for sale in the east of the county, although I must admit the asking price is certainly beyond me. And we meet an unusual pet at a school in Silverstone. And the main news stories this morning, General Galtieri has told the Argentine people that the Falkland Islands belong to them. Meanwhile, the British Defence Secretary...
16th of June, 1982, and the launch of BBC Radio Northampton. And I love the way the unusual pet comes before the Falklands War. It's 2 years now since we lost a radio icon. His voice was beamed around the world on the American Top 40 show, and we listened over here too when there was little else around. He was Casey Kasem.
Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. This program's a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Ben Harris, Ann O'Flanagan, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production and engineering by Ron Harris, with Michael Cooper, Joe Weir, David McAdam, Santo Cosio, and Sal Cosio. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. Our jingles come from Jam Creative Productions. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the biggest hits in the USA, keep your...
Try doing your show credits like that tomorrow, and don't forget your jingle company either. The voice of Casey Kasem, who died this week in 2014. Here's a station which began this week 3 years ago. It didn't stay on DAB too long, but it's still around, and what a launch.
Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be the one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed. Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it. But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it.
Team Rock Radio, launching this week in 2013 with John Myers involved. This week in 1924, 50 years before Liverpool got its Radio City, it got its first ever station, 6LV.
I must explain that the studio was situated over a cafe. We had a producer who helped to do the effects as well, and a shot had to be fired in the middle of a play, and he felt it was too loud in the studio, and this shot was fired outside the studio, and a poor old man was coming up the stairs for a cup of tea and thought he was being murdered, and he promptly collapsed and had to be carried into the studio and was got all mixed up with the play, and it all had to be hushed up.
Well, things being hushed up at the BBC, whatever next. The wonderful Muriel Levy there telling of the birth of radio in Liverpool 92 years ago. In Ireland 34 years ago, RTE staged an uninterrupted reading of James Joyce's Ulysses. It lasted 29 hours and 45 minutes.
But I think the greatest tribute of all, and I think that Joyce would have appreciated, was from a man named Jean Villy, who listened for the whole 30 hours, sustained by only coffee and Coca-Cola, and who has since written a book, which he has now published in an edition of 30 copies. And what he has done, he has written in English and German the thoughts that ran through his mind during this 30 hours of Ulysses. It's complete with drawings and illustrations.
Maybe you should write down what goes through your head when listening to these interminable radio moments each week. The reading of James Joyce's Ulysses. It was broadcast on RTE's Dublin medium wave transmitter in its entirety this week in 1982. It became RTE Radio's longest uninterrupted broadcast. And finally, as we prepare for the referendum, let's remember this time of year in 1970. We were heading for a crucial general election. Victory for the Tories meant we might get commercial radio proper, whilst Labour winning meant we might not.
Bulliver, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
To help things along, the hugely popular pirate station RNI changed its name to lobby for Conservative success.
These are facts. Fact, during the last term of office of the Conservative Party, taxation was reduced £2,000 million. During this term of office of the Labour Party, taxation has been increased by 6,600...
So, with Chris Moyles appearing in a cameo role in The Archers 12 years ago...
Shires, is it?
The death of Radio 4 announcer and ex-Beacon traffic reporter Rory Morrison 3 years ago...
The tennis star has given a no-holds-barred account of how he had sex with a Russian model after meeting her 5 minutes earlier.
Twiggy hosting his last Capital show 3 years ago after 15 years on Breakfast...
I'm gonna kiss you.
And Neil Fox celebrating his 55th birthday...
Radio changed a lot in that time. It's far more about today and tomorrow.
These are this week's
Radio.